You bring your bottle back to the kitchen.
And you won't touch my equipment.
I won't touch your equipment if you don't touch mine. How's that?
Oh, thank you very much.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Right, now, listen, before we start, come here.
What's the matter?
We're going to make some biscuits.
Yeah.
And before, listen, before we start any jobs while we're cooking, wash your hands. Thomas?
You can wash my hands.
Come here, please. Come here, please. Well, if we're making biscuits, we're making biscuits. We're not playing the bicycle, are we?
And I'm going to get my equipment.
Thomas, come here.
I'm doing my equipment. Hey, what is
that? This is the sort of equipment we need.
It is my equipment.
It's your bicycle, right?
No,
it's
my bicycle. It's my equipment.
You don't need that sort of equipment to make biscuits, do you?
I don't know where I'm making it. I want to make that day with that equipment. Mummy, keep it upside down once when I tell you to.
Okay.
Yes. I don't want it upside down.
Stop crying, please. Come on, stop crying.
Okay, then you let me.
Listen. Listen, I asked you if you wanted to watch the tweenies or make some biscuits, and you immediately turned the telly off and said, make biscuits. So now we're ready to do it. Don't start and go do that. Come on, let's get a tissue and wipe those two. You're feeling out of sorts, aren't you? Right, now you've washed your hands.
Yeah.
And so we don't go touching anything now.
I want my equipment.
No, take your stool to the table, please.
Okay.
Take your stool to the table.
Okay, I'm going to stop. And you're going to really go. You tell me to touch your rolling pin, won't you? You tell me to watch my old curling pin, won't you?
So you've washed your hands, and now you've got to put this on. This is a tabard, isn't it? A white clean tabard with an apron. We've not used this for a long time. It's got all sorts on it, hasn't it?
Yes, we've got lions and all sorts.
Lions and all sorts. Snakes, elephants, a giraffe. And you can see a monkey. Right, you put that on there. I've got an apron here.
Yes.
As well.
Mummy, yes? You tell me to roll a pin, won't you?
Well, when we're ready to do the roller, we haven't made the mixture yet. It's going to be a long time before we can use the rolling pin.
Isn't it? Right, bag.
Okay. Right, we start this thing. Okay, you feeling better now?
No.
Poor Tom's. Now stop sniffing. Come on, let's just have a couple of minutes cuddling. Okay, you feeling happy now?
Yes.
Good. That's it, don't tease. Look, who's this?
Thomas. The tank.
Thomas the tank, it's James, isn't it? The biscuit cutters of James, the red engine. So let's take him off. We've washed our hands, and I think we'd better just give James a quick wash.
Oh yes, James a quick wash.
Because the biscuit cutter's been on the outside of the packet. There we are, we're leaving it there to drain until we need it.
There's something else! Look!
Yes, that's a tube of blue icing, isn't it? That must be to decorate the biscuits. And look at these sugar strands, gosh, they're pretty colours. What colours can you see?
Madonna.
Yellow, green, pink, white, orange. Oh, well, we've got this packet, and this must be the biscuit mix. It says, what's cooking inside? Now you can make, bake and decorate your own Thomas and James cookies. It contains either a Thomas or a James cookie cutter. Well, we've got the James one, so we'll have to go back to the shop and get the Thomas one sometime. A cookie cutter, cookie mix, red or blue decorating icing and colourful sugar strands. That's funny. We've got a blue tube of icing for Thomas, but we've got a red James cutter.
That's mine!
That's funny, isn't it?
It's mine! Hello, it's mine!
We should have had a red icing tube, I think, for James, or else a blue Thomas cutter, never mind. Right, can you see this pink sheet?
Yes.
Right, this is the instructions. Now, it tells us what we need to make it. It says you'll need a mixing bowl. We've got this here. This is a glass mixing bowl, so you can see straight through it. A rolling pin.
I got a rolling pin.
There's a big rolling pin there. Now look what Mummy's got in the drawer.
Yes. Well, it's especially rolling pin for me.
A special rolling pin for you. It is. I can't find it. What's it says? Here we are.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mummy uses that sometimes for icing things. That's a little rolling pin. That's nice.
Yes.
And it's saying you're going to need some water. So I'll put some water in this.
Now we need to put them on the oven down. You need to put them on the plate down. You need to eat them. And then we need to roll them down. We need to flip them down. We need some to put some decoration on them. We need some blue.
Put some decoration on. We need some blue. That's right.
What does that say?
Now it says we want 40 grams of butter or margarine. Now we've got some butter. So this is the bit you'll enjoy. Yes. Because we need the weighing scales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Good idea.
Now, it says 40 grams and I haven't got any grams. I've only got ounces. So we'll actually just use the 2 ounce weigher. That should be about right. Just the scale pan a quick white because it's the last time we've used it. Right, now I'm going to find some butter and a knife.
Let's make 2 butter. Okay, you turn that small, can't you?
Yeah, now you pop that on that side. Now we've got to add margarine.
Thank you very much.
We've got to add enough butter on this side until this pan goes down there. Okay, now. Should we put that in?
Yep.
No, it's not yet, is it? We haven't got enough. A bit more? Do you think we need some more?
I think so. Has it not gone down?
That's right, it's not gone down, has it?
A bit more. A
bit more, yep. A bit more again?
Yes, a bit more again. Bit more again.
Ah, nearly gone. Nearly gone. Let's just go out to the fridge and see if I've got some more. That's done it. How's that? You happy with that?
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Right, now we can leave that cart because it's laid out.
Mummy, give me some
lemonade. Right, okay. Do you want to pop it just on the worktop, because we don't need that now. In fact, we can keep the butter just in the scale pan and I can pop the scales back on the shelf, can't I?
Oh, yeah.
How's
that? Now, what do we do?
Well, not just yet. Let's see what we have to do. It's telling us what we need. Oh, flour for dusting. No, it doesn't mean dusting like you dust with a duster. It means dusting, it means shaking on the board. So, this is a sprinkler.
A sprinkler.
And this is some flour, so we'll get a spoon. I'll take a little bit of flour.
Then you can put it in here.
That's right, from that pot. And we can put it in there like that. Should be enough. Close the container.
Yes. I'll keep and we need a shake.
Now, do you want to put the lid on tightly?
Okay.
And then when it comes to dusting the worktop,
yeah.
We've got it ready, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now it says you need a baking tray. That's in the oven, isn't it?
Baking tray.
This is my baking tray. I think it says some greaseproof paper or parchment. Now I've got some in here.
Got some!
I've got some tin foil and this is...
Got some!
Well, it's baking paper, it'll do.
Yeah.
Okay, you put some flour on the baking tray.
I want to do some.
No, no, we don't need it on the baking tray. We need to put some paper on the baking tray.
So we get some more.
This is like brown paper to wrap up also, isn't it?
We are going to get the right item.
Oh dear, we've made a mess of this board.
We need our rolling
pin. No, not yet. We haven't made the mixture yet. The rolling pin is to roll out the mixture. Right, look at this. Can you see this is very, very sharp edge on the box?
It
might cut your finger. So you've got to be very careful. It's like a knife. And it cuts the paper in a straight line to put on the baking sheet.
Now we need to roll it.
And you can roll it if you like.
I like rolling that.
Yeah, I'm just going to trim that because it would have cut straight on one side, didn't it? See if you can tell us. Would you like to put that brown paper back onto the baking tray? Smooth this out, you can wrap it if you like. So you can stay flat once the biscuits are in it, won't it? How's that? Now the other thing is it says you need an apron. Well, we're wearing those, aren't we? An oven mitt. We've got an oven mitt hanging up there.
What?
The black and white checked piece of cloth. This, you've seen when we use them, I've gone to take hot things out of the oven. I've used these oven gloves, haven't I? And the final thing it says is a cooling rack. That's in the oven.
Right.
Now I'm going to just heat the oven up a minute, Thomas.
Now it says to put him in the oven. It says roll the icing on the tablecloth. It says, but Anton, I got some biscuits there to roll.
Are you?
I am. So what am I making? You say. Say what am I making? You say. Say what am I making? You say.
That's what you're making.
I'm making some biscuits.
Are you?
I am. Where am I rolling
it? Oh, that's not going to be too noisy. It's a fan oven, isn't it? So the noise always comes up. Just wait there a second and have a little listen.
Now it's stated, put them off. To get some moisten.
Leave it on the side, Thomas.
That says. Put it on, it says. Put it on.
Yeah, that's not quite as noisy on there, I don't think.
Okay. I need to roll it straight and flat on here. And look what I made.
Oh, you've wrote the instructions flat. Lovely. Right, now it's asking to heat the oven, so Mummy's turned the oven on, because Mummy's always got to do that, hasn't she? You can't touch the oven, can you? Why not?
You're a big boy, don't touch it.
When you're a big boy, you can cook Mummy's dinner. You can touch it with pleasure. When you're a little boy, you might burn yourself. Right? It's very hot. Mm. Right, it says, make sure you have all your utensils handy. What we need, Thomas, is a fork. Would you like to go to the cutlery drawer and get a fork for me, please?
A fork.
Can you reach?
I'm a big boy.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh no! I forgot I did. No. Put it on the plate.
A lot of things have happened since we had a little break because, do you know who was on the telephone? Do you remember Orla and Finn? From music time, my mummy's called Lucy. She used to come in a car.
Well, she I did that because that says Iceland. I said, that's my lucky phone.
Right. Well, Lucy just phoned to see.
Now he said to roll it some more sugar on here. Then we need to roll it again.
We haven't even got the ingredients yet, Thomas. Just let me tell you about Lucy, please.
Okay.
She rang. Listen.
Yeah.
Quiet. She rang to see if you were still going to Ollie Shapley Nursery because she wants Orla to go. And she's trying to get her in on the same day as you. And then the instructions on these biscuits said, wash your hands. Now, you've just washed your hands again because you had a wee one when we was on the phone, didn't you?
Please.
Leave that, please.
I need some more sugar.
Well, if you come and stand back on your stool, we'll get ready to do the mix now.
Oh, right.
I've turned the oven off because it's actually reached its temperature. We'll turn it on again in a few minutes. Right, now, what we need to do is open your sachet of cookie mix and empty into the bowl. Right, if I use some scissors just to cut the top.
Right.
Would you like to tip it in?
Yep. Please! Right, chicken. Like cement in a bucket.
Like cement in a bucket, that's right. Now you've got to do it very carefully.
Right.
Very carefully. It's got to just go into the bowl. That's right. Let's make sure we've got all the mixing. Clever boy. Gosh, that's clever. That really was clever. There we are. We don't need that packet now. That can go in the bin. Add 40 grams of butter or margarine and mix with a fork. Right, there's the butter. Would you like to tip that into the mixture, please?
Okay.
Carefully. That's it. We'll use the fork, shall we, to get it out of the pan. Good boy. Right, so that can go ready to wash up. That can go to the wash up and that can go to the bin.
Oh, sweet.
Good boy. Good lad.
Throw that in the dusting
bag. Right, now it's asking to mix this with a fork until it resembles breadcrumbs. Now you maybe haven't seen breadcrumbs before.
I want to mix it with this.
No, just with a fork.
I'm going to get another
one. You get another fork, that's a good idea. I was going to say, I'll just get the butter into small pieces and then you can carry on. But certainly if you want a fork, we can do it together, can't we?
Then
I
need a nice fork. This is a fork.
That little fork, okay.
We're going to have a little big one.
That's right. It's a bit of a chopping, isn't it? That's right. I would imagine the mix has flour and sugar and perhaps something else in it. Now normally if we were making biscuits, Mummy would just get flour and sugar from the cupboard, wouldn't she, and weigh it out. This is
Wait,
a special
I put this in.
No, Thomas, no, keep it here, you're going to need that later.
Right.
That's it, if you don't need it now, just pop it on the table. But this mix is a long way off being ready yet, isn't it?
Oh dear, I need to roll it again. Oh dear.
I'm just rolling the tablecloth, are you?
Because it's got salt on again.
It must sound odd saying tablecloth, but it's actually a white, clean tablecloth that we put on the kitchen table, isn't it?
Well, it's due because I need to roll all these skin away on the floor.
No, you don't put any of that on the floor, Thomas. No. You don't get any flour or anything on the floor. Because apart from making a mess, if you're tipping the mix on the floor, there won't be enough left to make biscuits, will there? Or else when we put the water in, it'll all go gooey because there won't be enough flour to take it. Mm. In a few minutes, when we've got this a bit smaller, we're going to be able to put some water in. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like water.
And then we form it into a very smooth dough, and then that's the time you can have your rolling pin and your cutters. Oh, no. Don't put it on the table, Thomas, no. Just keep it in the bowl. If you're using your fork, just mix it in here.
I don't want it now.
Don't you? Yeah. All right.
You got to roll it.
You like the rolling pin, don't you?
Can I roll it? Yes, we can.
Yes, that's right. Is it rolly in the of the building?
This is rolly.
Is it like the steam roller?
It's more like a steam roller.
Scoot, work and dizzy, and roll it too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun working together to get the job done. Bob the builder, can we fix it?
Bob
the builder, yes we can.
What are we going to do today, Wendy?
What are we going to do today? I thought we'd get Rowley out and make some biscuits. What do you think to that, Bob?
And that's Rosemary.
Pardon?
Brownie. Let's go get Brownie.
Woo woo, I like brownies. Woo woo.
That's right, and Bob the Builder, they say things like, I can roll it, I can mix it.
I can dig it.
I can mix it.
I can mix it.
I can roll it.
Dee, 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 dee.
Let's get cracking.
Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee. Now, it's telling me to do this with a fork, and I've done it with a fork for quite a long time, but you know what I'm going to do now?
Yes.
My hands are clean. I'm going to just use my fingertips for a minute. Because I think I can get it a bit smooth by using my fingers.
Ow! Bob the Builder, how we fix it? We can, I'm going to do it.
That's right, with a fork, that's lovely. Yeah, I'll just wash my hands again to make sure they're really clean. Okay.
Mummy, some boiled water.
This is why you have to have your hands clean when you're cooking.
I got some boiled water.
No, leave the water, Thomas. We're going to need that in a minute, then.
And I need some more sugar in a minute. Some more salt in here.
There's flour in there. Flour to flour the board.
In a minute. I need some more flour in a minute.
Well, in a few minutes. This will be fine. It smells very nice. It smells quite sweet, actually.
Yeah, it goes sweet.
Can I have a little smell? Me? Right, now, if anybody asks you to mix anything so it looks like breadcrumbs, Thomas, this is what it looks like. You know the bread we eat at breakfast and at lunchtime? Yeah. Well, if you grate the bread or put it in the processor, you can get breadcrumbs, and this is what this is. This is what it would look like if we grated up a piece of bread. Okay?
Yes, it is okay.
Right, I'm just going to wash my hands again and then we'll have a walk. Would you like to put some water in that?
Oh, water. Water.
Come here, please. Got to come at this side. It's a tumble if you stay there.
Water.
Right, now. Using this big spoon, it asks for 15 millilitres. And that big spoon should be, so dip that spoon into there.
Right, okay.
And just get one spoon of water and pop it into this mix, please. One spoon. Oh, it needs to be a full spoon. That wasn't a full spoon, was it? No, we can't put another one in. It'd be too much. Right, no more now. That's it.
Now we need
to mix it with the fork again.
Let's go to it.
So then add the water. Ouch. Adding water.
Oh, there, I hurt my foot.
Should you wash one?
I'm there. Oh, there, I hurt it.
And it's saying add extra water drop by drop if necessary until a smooth dough is formed. And I think we are going to need a little bit more water, don't you?
I think so.
But not an awful lot because we don't want it too wet, do we? Do you want to add that amount of water?
Yes.
Good boy, that's fine. Right, we'll mix it again and see how we get on. That's it, no more. To make it too. Alright, won't it? No, we don't need any more, Thomas. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. I think we're very nearly there, actually. Can you smell it now? It smells like shortbread. I think it must be a shortbread.
Oh, yeah, I can. Hi.
Nearly lost your fork then, didn't we? Right, I'm going to try now. That's the bit you're dying to get to, isn't it?
Going to get to? Did I have a good squash?
In a minute you can.
Okay.
I guess we'll mix it out of the bowl. Now, this is lovely. I think it might be a little bit wet, but never mind. Right, shall I just get the dough off that fork? Because if we use all the dough, we'll be able to make more biscuits, won't we? Mmm.
Mmm.
Does it smell nice?
It does.
Now, would you very, very carefully like to take those? Don't drop them in the sink, just pop them on the floor. Okay. That's it on the floor. That's fine. Good boy. Now, this is the bit you've been dying to get to. Sprinkle a little bit of that flour onto this board here, please.
Right, this board.
Yeah, onto there. I'm going to move the water as well, because we don't need the water again here.
There goes a lot more.
That's smashing this. We could do it a little bit more, please, Tony.
Okay, a bit more.
A little bit more.
There. A bit more?
Yes, please. Quite a bit more.
You can let me some rocks.
Yeah. Here we are. What's this remind you of? What does this look like?
Don't know.
White and it's falling down.
Snow.
Snow! Is that great? Now, would you like to just roll your rolling pin through that?
Oh, okay.
Just once, just so that there's some rolling, there's some flour in the rolling pin. That's right, Mummy will roll hers through it. Now what you must make sure you don't do is get lots of flour on the floor. Okay. Right, how's that? There's lots of flour. I don't think we need any more, do you? Right, now. You just squash, well not squash it, just roll this ball of dough in your hands. Just see what it feels like. What does that feel like? Does it feel nice?
Put it on that board.
I will put it on the board and then.
And then, just on there, then I can sprinkle it. Thank you. Very much now, and it's more like
a sprinkle it once. That's great. Does it look like a cream cake now? It's like icing sugar, doesn't it? Right, we don't need any more flour. Now, would you like to use this big rolling pin to roll it?
Oh, thank you. I had a big rolling pin last time.
That's it. Roll it gently. Not too hard, Tom. That's it. Now, you need to let go now. You must roll it quite gently. There we are. Put the rolling pin back through the flour. That's it. Don't press down too hard, otherwise it'll just stick, won't it? And each time we roll, we have to just... Wait, you don't need any more flour, though. We've got plenty on the table now.
Well, I have
a question. Of course you can.
But it's yours.
You can use it.
Thank you very much.
Don't press it down hard, just gently. Very gently, darling.
You want some cream cake on it? Want some cream?
No, we don't need any now.
You want some more cream?
What I'll do, I'll lift it up gently. Pop some more flour there.
Yes, and some more flour.
No, we don't need any more flour now, we've got plenty. There you are. Now you roll it this way, roll it towards you, because we've rolled it away. Great. I'll do it that way.
Yes.
And this way. And I'm going to just lift it very carefully again.
I've got no cream cake.
Put a little bit more flour on that. Right, roll your rolling pin through the flour once more. That's it. Just gently. Don't press down hard. Okay, right. Now this is the last time it'll need rolling pins. Very, very gently.
You want a cream cake?
Yes, please. Very gently. Don't press down.
I'm going to get my ring today, okay?
Yeah. Right, roll it right to the end. Lovely. Great. Now.
Yep, a pancake.
Comes in now. It does look like a pancake, doesn't it?
No.
Right, now leave it now, and we're going to get the little cookie cutter.
Look at me. Look at my hands.
I've looked at them. You can't do a job like this without getting flour on, can you? Right, now, would you like to press this down?
Yeah.
No, it just says flour the cutter, so would you like to sprinkle some of that onto there? Don't get it on the mix. Onto the, that's it, away from the dough. That's right. That's right, give it a good shake. Not on the dough, just on the table.
No.
No, not on the dough, put it back on the table, please. Turn it upside down, that's right.
Turn it upside down.
Right, now, we'll start at the edge because then you get more out. Have you done some cutting at nursery at all?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay. Lift it up. Oh, Well, no, would you like to put that straight across the baking sheet? I think we haven't done them too thick, I don't think we have, but... Oh, I can't get it to come out! It says flour the cutter, which we did do, didn't we?
Mm. Oh. You can more
hands. Yes, I can't get that to come out, so I'm afraid. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Look at that.
I'll broken the pieces.
It doesn't matter because we'll use the mixer again.
Look,
what we'll have to do is just put a bit more flour on, I think.
I can't do more flour. That's my job.
Is it your job? We'll leave the flour cutter again in a minute. We don't want any more of that now.
Oh, you very much. Flour.
Right, what's I'll do? Don't sprinkle any more flour. I'm just going to give this another wash so it's nice and clean.
Mummy, somebody's coming to tea today. Somebody's coming to tea today.
Did you say somebody's coming to tea today?
Yes, no. Because I'm writing some biscuits for them because I like biscuits. So I'm making some.
We're not making biscuits for anybody to come to tea, are we? We're just making them.
Just handing someone just coming to tea today.
Oh, Thomas.
What?
No, you've ruined it now.
How?
No, I said not to roll it again, didn't I? We'll have to mix it up again now. No, you mustn't have done that. Don't do that again, please. You're cheeky, aren't you? Right, just stand where you are.
What now?
What now? Right, we've got to re-roll it.
Yeah.
Sprinkle some more flour on there, please.
Well, it's snow, look.
It's snow,
snowing, you say.
It is snowing. Right, that's enough. Right, get your rolling pin through the flour again, that's it. Right, that will do. Now we've got to roll this dough again. But please, don't roll it anymore. When I tell you to stop, you must stop.
Okay.
Okay.
You want some more? You want some more? You flat cake?
Some more flat cake?
You want some flat cake? Just like flat. You do? You want it?
Okay. Right. You can put some more flour on there if you like, please.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, my rolling pin.
That's good, isn't it? Right. Whoops, a little bit more flour, please. More flour on the table. That's right, now. Would you like to roll your rolling pin through it, please?
Oh, thank you, Ben. Rolling pin?
Yes.
Okay. Roll it.
That's right. Just gently, don't press down on the rolling pin, Thomas. Got to treat it quite gently.
I want my rolling pin.
All right, but very gently, don't press down. No, it's too hard that, Thomas. Let me show you. Just gently like that.
I want to finish
of
that.
Right, well, let's cut it now. We need to flour the cutter, don't we? We need to put lots and lots of flour in that cutter.
Lots!
Wow. Leave it on the table, that's it. That's right, so that the whole of the cutter is covered in flour. Because I think that must have been what happened before, that we haven't quite got enough flour. What do you think? Right, I think we've shaken enough flour now into every little bit of that cutter. What do you think?
I think that's smashing brilliant.
I think it's smashing brilliant. Mm. Right, now shall we cut one out?
Please
press down on that.
Good.
Now I hope this all comes out. If it doesn't. Ah, it has. Look at that.
Thank
you. That's better, isn't it?
I'm going to eat it in a minute.
Oh, we've got to bake it first, haven't we?
Later.
Yeah, right. Shall we pop that on the baking tray?
Yes.
How's that? Oh, James. And I think what we'll do, Thomas, we'll put a little bit more flour on the top there.
Like I just did
again. There you go. That's right. That's right. Let's make sure it's really got lots and lots of flour in it. And then press it down on another bit. If you do it quite near the edge, that's right. Right, now, what do you think? We'll lift it up and... Oh, another one! Brilliant. We've got the hang of it now, haven't we? Ha ha. There we are. Right, we'll flour it again. Dip your cup to... Is that very exciting? Now what we'll do this time, you press down on that. We won't lift them up this time. We'll just keep cutting. We'll keep dipping the cutter into flour. And then at the end...
Look!
Yes, what does it say? It says James. Right, you're going to press on that one. We'll make quite a few and then we can lift all the pastry up. That's it.
Now I do. I'm going to do some more. On that page.
Yes, of course you can. That's it. It's very funny though, them giving us a blue cutter that says James and blue icing. I'm sure it should have been blue for Thomas and red for James, don't you? Right, so press down again. And then we've got to bake them and then cool them on a wire rack. And when they're cool, we can decorate them, can't we? Right. Now pop a bit more flour on there. And then we really need to get lots of flour in that cutter. That's it.
Now
I think we can do two more biscuits. I think there's enough. That's it, right. Up comes the cutter. Lovely. And more flour on the cutter. We can do one more. Oops. I haven't quite hit the dough there, Thomas. There we are. How's that? Great. All right.
Look,
lovely. That
that's magic.
It's come up, that one, hasn't it? Oh, the last one, and it's come up. There we are. Right, now, flour the cutter again. Please don't cut any more dough, and don't roll it, will you? I'm just going to turn the oven back on.
Okay.
Flour. No. Nothing else on the biscuits. They're finished now, they need baking. Right, now what we've got to do is lift them carefully. Anyway, you lift it, hold it very carefully in the palm of your hand and pop it onto the baking sheet. I bet you can't reach there, can you? No. There we are, we'll get another one, there you are. You've got to hold them so carefully because they all say James on them. And if we crush them, we won't be able to tell the little trains, will we?
I think I call them two. Just James.
Now, with a little bit of dough that's left, I think we'll roll it back into another ball. There you are. Pop that at the top. Good boy. We'll roll it into another ball, and then we can perhaps make another one or two biscuits. What do you think?
That's it.
I think we're going to need a little bit more flour, actually, Tommy.
Then I need my rolling pin again.
You will, yes. Have you enjoyed doing this? Have you? Right. Oh, it's a good job we didn't put the spoon to wash up because we've needed it again, look. Haven't we? There we are, pop the lid on. Now you can sprinkle the board, please.
Sprinkle the board. Look, it's snowing out.
It is, isn't it? Not on there, Thomas. No, you'll spoil them just on the board. Those are ready now to bake. If we put more flour on, it's going to spoil the mixture and make it too dry, isn't it? That's lovely now. Pop the rolling pin through them. Great. Right, now we'll put the dough down and shall we roll that? Carefully. That's right. You mustn't press down. I think you're pressing it down a little bit too hard, and that's why it's sticking. Here we are. Do you want to use your little rolling pin on it?
No, sir. No, I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Just everything.
You're scared of everything? Right, we've got some more flouring to do on the cutter.
I think I placed something else.
Well, we've got two more to do, and then we can pop them in the oven.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, good. I need my James cutter.
You do? Well, this is it. It's a long time to make biscuits. And we've had that phone call.
That's mine.
Right. Right, you want to sprinkle flour onto the cutter? That's right. Leave that there. And then we'll have a little break while they're cooking. Ooh, lovely. Right. Now, I think we can do two or three more biscuits, don't you? Where shall we put it there?
Yep.
And press down. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And we can press down again. Oh, brilliant. Now we better flour that cutter again. We've got a bit of flour there. And the third one. Great. I think we can maybe even do one more. There we are.
And there's the more.
Just have to roll that little bit of dough out again. There you are. These will be really nice when they're done, won't they? That'll cheer you up, won't it? Do you think?
Can I want some? I want to hold it.
Yeah, very carefully, that's it. Good boy. I think it's a long way for you to reach, actually. Shall I move these to the top? That's a better idea. And then the ones at the bottom, you can reach, can't you? There you are, because those two need to be put on the baking tray. Now, do you think we're managing to get one more or two more out of this little ball of dough?
You clever! And you also put them in the oven, do you?
In a minute, will
this
you?
Is the oven. Pretend this is the oven.
You're pretending that's the oven, are you?
Do you want to put them in the oven?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Good boy. There we are. We can get one more out of that. We need the flour cutter. The cutter flouring, I mean. Right, now you're going to cut one more out of there. That's it. Lovely. Oh, that's stuck, isn't it? There we are. Great.
So, you want the one and the other?
Yes, please.
Here's the deep.
And I think we've probably
floppy,
got...
Floppy, floppy hand. Every day I say that. Floppy
pant. I think we've got enough dough to do one more, and then that's it.
Then you want to put it in this oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, now let's just flour the cutter again, Thomas, otherwise it'll stick. Please. Brilliant. Now, let's very carefully put this cutter on because we haven't a lot of dough left. Great. Smashing. There you are. The last one. Now, with this little bit that's left.
Probably pan too.
Careful. Very, very careful with it, Tom. You must be gentle. Okay.
Lovely. Well, pan please.
Now, what shall we do with this? Shall we just... roll this into a shape?
Yes.
You do this all on your own with your rolling
pin. I can. Floppy roll, floppy roll.
That's it. We need to roll a bit more on that side, don't we?
Floppy roll.
There. Once more that way. That's it. Oh, you're brilliant with a rolling pin. Absolutely brilliant. Shall we try a bit of that? Just to put a mark on it. Oh, it still says James, look at that. Wow, with that tiny piece left. You're going to pop that on the baking sheet, please. Now.
How long was that?
I'll just make sure we've enough room for them all, because they might spread a little bit when they're cooking. And if they do, we don't want them to get stuck to one another, do we?
Then I will cut them again.
We'd have to cut them again. Right, now, they go into the oven. To bake. Are you going to watch me put them in now? Please, Thomas, never put anything in the oven without Mummy or take it out because it'll get burnt. Right, just a second. Right, so we're going to put them in there. Very, very hot in there. Now, let's see how long it says we have to bake them for. Cook for 10 to 12 minutes until they're lightly golden. An adult should take the cookies out of the oven and carefully put them in a cooling rack. So, in about 10 minutes, Mummy will take them out of the oven and we'll put them in a cooling rack, and then when they're completely cold, we can decorate them with that nice icing and the sugar strands. Right, do you want to pop up there? Because we need to get hands washed now, don't we? It's very sticky, aren't we?
Oh, very sticky.
Just You might as well keep your apron on, of course. Well, shall we take it off and put it on again when we come to do the ads?
Yeah.
That might be better, might it? Because it could be a good one. Oh, here's the towel. Clever, clever boy. You've been a good boy doing that, haven't you? Right, shall I take your penny off?
Yeah.
Arms up. Ooh. Just come here a second, Tom, please. Just a second, you've got a flower on your t-shirt. Oh look, your t-shirt is the Max Planck one. So flower really shows up on my video, doesn't it? Right, well done. Good boy. There's the ice fan outside, look. Right now, we need to just rinse your hands again quickly, Thomas, please.
Why?
Why? Because we're going to decorate these biscuits. You've always got to have clean hands when you start cooking. Good lad. Dry them in the towel.
Hello.
No, you might like to bring...
Hello.
Are you talking to yourself? You can see yourself in the breast scale pond. Would you like to bring your stool up, Thomas, please?
Okay. You got it. You're a big lady.
Yeah.
I owe you my stool.
Very good.
I will let you have it.
Right, apron back on. It's a real shame because when the biscuits were cooked,
yeah,
we took them out of the oven.
Yes, and what then?
You fetched the cooling rack and the fish slice, yeah, and you carefully, without burning yourself,
yeah,
managed to take all 14 biscuits.
Look at that skip lorry.
What is a skip lorry?
He stopped.
Managed to get all 14 biscuits. Yes,
after Liam's house.
Yes, there's a skip lorry outside. He's probably going to deliver a skip to Sue. And you managed to put all those biscuits very carefully onto the cooling rack. Then I went to turn the tape off.
Yeah.
I've not put the tape on. So the people listening to this will know that we made the biscuits.
Well, they had your ten.
They're cool, aren't they? That they're now ready to ice, but they'll have missed a little bit about them being baked. And it's that beautiful, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Now, we're going to use this board now.
Put it on there. Now I can do it,
Oh, carefully. Don't throw them, they'll smash. Very carefully. That's right.
Mummy, just turn this in the oven. You want to put them in the oven?
No, we're not putting them in the oven.
Oh,
if you're pretending it's the oven, then take them off and put them in the oven. But just don't drop them down, put them very carefully, that's right. That's great. Now, when we've done that, we've got this nice tube of icing. And looking at the front of the picture, it shows us where we can ice. We can ice on the word James and on all the bits on the engine. On the number 5. So I'll do one just to check, and then I'll let you do